the terror is over. Now the heartbreak sets in for everybody that's involved. Again, 50-plus dead, 200-plus injured. So it's, if you're keeping track, now the largest mass shooting in United States history.
Do you guys want to hear Jake Owen talk about the situation?
Sure.
Jake Owen, of course, a country music star who played right before Jason Aldean did on the same stage. Called into Bobby Bones, who is an iHeartRadio morning show personality. He also plays in a band, like, well, I guess on a bigger scale than I do. But he was at the same festival the night before and then flew back to work this morning. And he called Jake just a few moments ago. And this is Jake from the concert festival.
Dude, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, so where are you right now?
Right now, I'm on a bus. It's in the bus lot. They're, you know, they had kind of like the artist buses. You were here. They had the artist buses parked back behind the stage, so I was back there where our buses was with, you know, Jason and Kane Brown's buses back there. Well, I went on stage to watch Jason is when this all happened and went down, and we thought it was the pyrotechnics or something going off, and next thing you know, you could hear it ringing off the top of the roof. There was people freaking out. Everyone started fleeing every which way, and at that point, when you got out in the parking lot area, where we were running to, I mean, there's people bleeding and lying in the streets, and it's literally like a bad movie, like something you would dream and think you're gonna wake up at any point. And I think we're all still trying to figure out if this is real life. This is weird.
At what point did you realize it wasn't? Because I would have also thought it was some sort of firework. Like, honestly, at what point did you realize it wasn't that?
I think we realized it. I realized it about 5 seconds into this. And what was crazy is, man, it wasn't just like I've heard guns fire. This sounded like a full-on automatic rifle just unloading. And at that point, you could see Jason was out on the catwalk, and he just put his guitar up in the air and started running back towards the drum set to get off the stage. And that's when you knew people started fleeing in the crowd. And it was wild, man. I've never seen anything obviously like this before, and people are scared. I mean, they're still scared. There's people all over that don't know what to do right now out here.
Where are you right now? What are you guys doing?
Well, I'm currently sitting on a bus with a few of the guys from my crew. A really good family friend of mine was here with her family, visiting for her birthday. She's on the bus with me because she got separated from her husband. Who they fled another way, and I mean, it was kind of like it was every man for themselves. People just started running, and we're kind of on lockdown. They won't let us really go anywhere, and I think they're just trying to figure out answers right now.
So right before the show, I was talking to our mutual friend Katie Tupel, who she was on lockdown for some time as well, but they finally let her leave as well, and she said there were people behind her. I mean, it was one of those things where everybody was just a fish in a barrel situation, and the people behind you got shot. You know, you didn't. The people behind you did. That's
again, CNN keeps showing the video. It's a weird angle, but basically, it's strange because the back half of the crowd takes off running for the exits.
Right.
The half of the crowd that's closest to Jason Aldean, and I guess technically then from that angle closest to the shooter, mm-hmm. even though he's across the street on the 32nd floor, most of their instinct was to get down. But like you said, it probably takes a while for them to realize it's not coming from inside the concert. Yeah. It's from across the street. So when you hear gunshots, it's human instinct, I think, to duck. So the crowd ducks, and the people in the back are running for the exits. People in the front are waiting to kind of figure out what's going on. Then one by one, they start realizing that they need to run. And then everybody starts making the mad dash for the exits. But it's very strange how half the crowd is frozen, the other half is running for the exits.
Yeah, if you haven't heard the audio, this is the actual audio. You can hear Jason Aldean playing, and then obviously he realizes what's going on. It's terrifying. Oh, there's more, but
can't even listen to that.
Yeah. I know. And again, that's not a magazine clip. You know what I mean? He shot forever.
Yeah. That is, Jake Owen said, that sounds like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
Like that gun caliber.
Yeah. You're right. It sounds like a clip from a Vietnam movie.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. Yeah. horrifying.
Like
just
you'd
terrible.
Have on the side of a helicopter.
What a son of a... just
right.
Just those poor people. And we'll hear more, obviously, as it comes out this morning. But we do know it was a single shooter, 64-year-old... 64, is that right? Yeah.
64.
64-year-old douche. In the Mandalay Bay across the street, probably blew out the window with the gun and then started shooting.
So, sure.
Yeah, because you can't open those windows. And it's a long ways away, you know?
It is. It's across the street, yeah. And that's and as we all know in Las Vegas, just across the street is deceptive, right? That's
correct.
I'm sure we're going to hear exactly how far away those shots were fired. I'm sure they're going to do all those measurements. But it's not a super, super close shot. But when you're on the 32nd floor... and you're just firing into that gigantic crowd, you almost can't miss.
Yeah.
And that's why over 200 people were injured and over 50 are dead.
Yeah, again, right. 30,000 people in a bowl is essentially what you had.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, just terrible. But again, you know, we won't, we could, and if we were the kind of show that could bring you breaking news on this kind of thing, we would do the whole show about it, of course. But we will keep you updated and then we'll stay in our lane and stay in the toy department and try to make you smile on a morning where it's really, really hard to.
Yep, and when we come back, we normally do a segment called What Really Matters, and we will still do it, but obviously